We're in John chapter 4. John chapter 4. Remember the basic structural alternation of the book of John. He came to his own place, Jerusalem, and his own received him not. And so he's been in Jerusalem, and now he's left Jerusalem at chapter 3, verse 22, and he's making his way up toward Galilee and passing through Samaria. As the name of a region, Samaria describes the highlands centered around modern Nablus. The biblical name for the town is Shechem. In the north, Jenin, in modern terminology, is the sort of the northern boundary of that area. And in the south, down around the area of Ramallah, where Arafat's area was. So that's Samaria, that northern hill country right there. And on his way, he stops by the well. His disciples go into the city to buy food. And in verse 7, we have the first of seven interchanges between him and a woman. In each case, there is either an action or a statement by the woman, and then a response by the Lord. And that happens seven times. I'll begin reading at verse 7, and I'll go down through verse 16. John 4, beginning at verse 7. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. Let's pray. Once more, Father, we pray your guidance and direction as we meditate on your word. We thank you for preserving it for us. We pray that your Spirit would grant us obedient hearts, that as we understand it, our lives might change so that we can bring greater glory to you and to our Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen. Well, we saw the first interchange last week, and this week we begin actually at verse 9. The woman has something of a mocking attitude here. I think it's important as we read through to catch the tone of her comments. He asks her for a drink. Unlike Rebecca at the well, she does not say, Here, have a drink, and I'll give your camels drink also. She rather throws up an objection. How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For you Jews, and I think the woman is still speaking here, you Jews have no dealings with us Samaritans. She gives him two good reasons that he should not speak with her. The first is she is a woman, and the second is she is of Samaria. She is a Samaritan woman. The Jewish sages said, do not multiply discourse with a woman, with your wife, much less with your neighbor's wife. And the wise men say, at whatsoever time a man multiplies discourse with a woman, he is the cause of evil to himself and ceases from the words of the law, and at last shall go down into hell. Anita sometimes complains that I don't talk to her enough. I do not share these sympathies, dear wife. And please, brothers, don't pick up this piece of Jewish wisdom. It's not a biblical piece of wisdom, but it is the attitude that was current among the Jews at the time. The woman was a second-level sort of a person. She was okay for keeping house and bearing children. But you didn't have discourse with a woman. Discourse was something that the men did among themselves. They talked together. So she might simply have asked, even if she'd not been a Samaritan, she might have asked, how is it that thou, being a rabbi, askest drink of me, which am a woman? Why would you speak with me? You're not supposed to do this. Particularly not out in public. Lest you be the cause of evil to yourself and cease from the words of the law and at last go down to hell. But she's in a worse condition than that. She is a woman of Samaria. Now the Jews, that is, the people of Judea, despised the folk who lived here for four different reasons, although they're somewhat related to one another. The first is that after the death of Solomon, his son Rehoboam, who was the king of all of the land of Israel, dealt very harshly with the northern 10 tribes. And as a result, they ceded and gave their loyalty to Jeroboam, who had been a senior official in Solomon's government. Jeroboam, to preserve their loyalty, set up his own sanctuaries, one in Bethel, right about here, and one in Dan, up here, and said to his people, these are your gods. Don't go off to the complete pagans of the north up in Syria. Don't do that. But I don't want you to go to Jerusalem to worship either. We've got our sanctuaries at the borders of the land, and that's where you should worship. And he set up golden calves, reminiscent of what Aaron had constructed in the wilderness of Sinai for the children of Israel to worship. So, first of all, this area was marked as the center of Israel's apostasy, turning away from the Lord and worshiping these false gods. That was the first reason they despised them. The second reason was that when God's judgment fell on the northern kingdom, anybody know what year that was? 721, 722, yes. The number I have in mind is 722, but if you can get 720, 722, you're doing great. And which came first, northern kingdom or southern kingdom captivity? Northern, because N comes before S. Okay? And which one was to Assyria and which one was to Babylon? A comes before B. Good. Okay. It's all very simple. About 722, the king of Assyria, after he took the people to Assyria, he didn't leave the land empty. He brought people from other lands and settled them there. And those people developed they had their own religions. And they tried to make a hybrid with the religion of Israel. So there ended up being a really mixed up theological picture in this part of the country because of these people from other lands. So the inhabitants of this land were not even, for the most part, descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were citizens of other lands that brought in their pagan customs. So the area was despised first because it had been the origin of apostasy under Jeroboam and the northern kings. It was despised because it was populated not with Jews, but with people from other lands as a result of the Assyrian policies. There's a third motive, which you can see if you look in Nehemiah chapter 4. Let me take a peek there. I wasn't aware of these last two until I was studying the passage for today. Now, you'll remember that when Nehemiah came back from the southern kingdom's captivity, from Babylon, when Nehemiah came back, he tried to rebuild the wall of the temple, the wall of the city. But he met with considerable resistance. And in chapter 4 of Nehemiah, it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and who? The army of Samaria. And said, what do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of